endorse this event or product.
Steakheads, what time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
Soak it in, boys and girls.
I know, so weird, but you know the heart wants what the heart wants.
And Jason Duda.
Soak it in.
Stop it! You people are supposed to be funny and wacky.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
Welcome back. There we are. Hour number two of Bob and Jeff. I am out after today, headed to somewhere.
Do you know where you're going?
I hope so.
Oh. You can bring as much luggage as you want.
Well, now I'm starting to wonder. I've heard...
About what?
I've heard from someone who said, don't get a car. But we're not staying on the Strip. But the closest...
I never get one when I'm out there. It's easier to just pay for a cab. And then half the time, if you're out, you're going to walk around anyway. You're not taking a cab to go from one hotel to another. I honestly wouldn't. I've never rented one anytime.
But you stayed on the Strip.
True.
I'm not staying on the Strip. Staying pretty close.
Yeah, you can take an Uber to the Strip.
Yeah, like, honestly, it'll probably work out price-wise. It might even be cheaper.
Don't drive there. It's awful
to drive through there. I'm trying to help you.
Well, then I'm going to have to be in a car. Why not be driving the car? What's the difference?
Wait till you get there.
Okay, but just tell me, though.
It's driving through. If you're going to be going to the Strip in that area, driving through there, it's a madhouse. It's literally a madhouse. When you get out of the Spear and trying to get your vehicle out of a parking spot to get back to where you're going, I wouldn't want to do it, especially when you've never been there and driving there. You don't want to do it. Save the money from the car and use it for cabs or Ubers. 100%. And if someone disagrees with me, then give us a call.
But I could walk to the monorail station.
And take that. We used to use
it's a
that.
A half hour.
To walk?
Yeah.
Well, that's a ways.
I know.
I would, honestly, we never do. We never got a car because I do not want to drive in that city. I don't like Dallas, and Vegas is right there. Yeah. It's right there.
All right. Well, I'll tell my wife.
That would be my suggestion. Cancel I don't know car. How much your rental is going to be for the two,
rental
3 days.
Rental cars were like 100 and something bucks.
They're ridiculous. It's ridiculous to rent a car. When I go back to
Canada. It's like $80 a day.
Wow.
So you got 160 plus a little interest, 200 bucks.
It's 3 days. So it was like 240, 250.
So $300?
Oh, it used to be like $30 a day for
I know.
Rental.
We go to Canada now and it cost me literally for the 10 days we're there, it cost me like $1,300, $1,400.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
You could buy a new car and rent
it. Might as well. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous.
All right,
that'd
then.
Be my suggestion.
Okay.
You guys do what you want, but my suggestion, and it's a lot easier.
So how hard is it to park on the Strip?
You can't.
Okay.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Okay.
You can't.
And the casinos
so then
used
you're
going to
have
free.
To find somewhere, and you're going to pay for parking.
Yeah. They used to be free to park
and
in
not,
the casinos.
It's not like $10.
Yeah. All right.
Remember they used to be free to park in any casino. Free. Now
nothing. And now anymore. Nothing. Nobody. Anywhere. And if you do find one, you're going to be a 30-minute walk from where you want to go.
You'll be at the Orleans.
Honestly, for what you're going to spend on that, I would yield just Uber and taxi, man. Seriously.
Deal. Fine. Great.
Yep.
Perfect.
And then if you can walk to some places, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, it's not going to be cold out or anything. So
this is true. All right. What do you have?
Well, do you guys want to, you want a game?
I guess we do now.
Okay, so I'm going to, here's how it works. It's just going to be, it's a trivia game, but I'm going to allow you to pick your own subjects.
Okay.
So I got 10 possibilities. Max, since you're the defending champion, you can pick out of these 10 which category you want, okay?
Once he picks that category,
it's out.
Okay.
Well, you can pick it, but I guarantee you won't.
Oh.
NFL, NBA, baseball, NASCAR, kids sports, F1 trivia, World Cup, softball, NHL, WWE.
Oh, boy.
I'll go NHL.
I've already popped up NHL.
Nice.
Because I knew that's what you'd take. And, Jeff, which one do you want?
I'll go. I don't think he'll go baseball on the way back, so I'll go WWE.
I know. I already popped it up, too. What a shocking surprise. All right. We got music, Max?
Sure, why not? Let me find something.
So I'm still unclear about whether I can pick the category he picks.
You said, can. If you want NHL?
No, I'm just saying. You said, like, once he plays once that you, question.
No, he gets all NHL questions. You get all WWE questions.
Oh, okay.
That's how it works. So you're going to just get...
So we're not picking like back and forth.
No.
Okay.
You're going to get WWE questions,
this is gonna be
and
a,
he gets NHL questions.
It's going to be a whitewash.
Well, it might be. So, Max, since you are the champion, your first question, I'd be very disappointed if you don't get this one.
Me too.
Which team is often referred to as the Habs?
The Montreal Canadiens.
You are correct, nice. Sir. That's one for Max. Did you know that, Jeff?
Yes.
Jeff, who is often referred to as the Texas Rattlesnake?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You are correct. This could be an interesting battle here today.
I'm not going to miss
any of
these.
Like the presidents.
You shouldn't miss any of these. No, the president probably be a little bit tougher.
I had nightmares last night.
Who holds the record for most goals in a single season?
Wayne Gretzky.
You are correct.
99.
All right, do I think these get tough?
The boys, well, I'm sure some, I don't know. I don't know enough about wrestling. Which wrestler is known for his phrase, "You can't see me"?
John Cena.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you might have a real easy
one. I'm not
going
to miss it.
If you miss any, I think
I'd
might.
Be stunned.
I think I might just make you lose. Oh. See, Max is going to get a couple that are going to be a little tougher. Which team won the Stanley Cup in 1994, breaking a 54-year drought?
94. I get to steal?
94. 54-year drought?
Yeah.
You should know this.
You should.
Yeah, because you should know this one.
God, I can't think. 94. Oh.
Come on, Max. You can do it. I know you can do it.
Time?
Couldn't be the Kings.
Well, no, it's not the Kings because it wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know this, Jeff?
Of
course.
I don't know. I can't think. I can't remember.
You don't know.
In 94?
Okay. Yeah. I thought you'd know this one. I thought
Rangers.
You are correct, Jeffrey. The New York Rangers. Man.
Mark Messier.
Oh, they beat New Jersey.
Brian Leach.
Yeah, I was surprised you didn't get that one.
Well, they beat Vancouver in the finals, right?
Well, the New Jersey series was that's when Messier made the prediction.
Yep.
We will win this. Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
Embarrassing.
I know this because I was watching McMahon.
Okay.
Who defeated The Undertaker at WrestleMania 30, breaking his undefeated streak?
Brock.
You are
Lesnar.
Correct.
Lesnar. You've been watching McMahon, huh?
It's interesting because I used to watch it. So I kind of, then you get the background stuff.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It was interesting. All right, Max. Okay, here's a gift for you. Which player is named the Great One?
Wayne Gretzky.
Good job, Max.
Where do you get this quiz from?
Out of battle back. Well, I mean, well, they're not supposed to be like super tough. Do you want me to make them like super tough that you don't never get any? Or do you want to get a whole bunch?
I would rather
we don't want that president's deal.
Which pay-per-view event is best known for its ladder, chair, and table matches?
TLC.
You are correct. Shouldn't have let Jeff pick this category. whatever. Doesn't matter. Which goaltender is known for his butterfly style?
Grant Fuhr.
No! Grant Fuhr had the biggest five hole in the world. I'm going to give you another shot at this. He also was a coach.
Grant Fuhr, I thought he pioneered
the Grant
Fuhr
had he had the biggest five hole in the world. He could have drove a truck through that thing.
I don't know, Brodeur then.
Patrick Waugh,
right? Yeah.
Patrick Roy.
Roy-Z.
Roy.
I got to try to find something that might stop. I don't think I'll ever stumble. Who won the first ever Royal Rumble?
Well, that depends. The first one on pay-per-view was won by Big John Studd.
It's the first one ever.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
You are correct. Good gracious. Spend some
different.
Time watching a movie or two. Misery, Slapshot, like throw some energy somewhere else, man.
I get it. I don't think I can. This is not stuff I tried to go out and accumulate, right?
No.
This isn't knowledge I wanted to have necessarily. I just do.
Well, that's quite interesting.
It's stuff that sticks with you more than other sports, maybe.
All right, Max, this one might be a little tough. Max's are tougher. Which player scored the golden goal in the 2010 Olympics? for Canada?
I want to say Sidney Crosby, but...
You are correct.
Good job, Max.
Attaboy, Max. You're hanging in there, kid. Proud of you. Jeff.
Yeah.
Which female wrestler is known as the Queen?
Charlotte Flair.
Oh, this is awful. Like, you can't even get tough ones in the WWE.
But do like an AI tough quiz or something.
I'm not doing... No, it's too... That's tough. Too tough for me to figure out.
I know it is.
Which NHL player holds the record for most career points, Max?
Wayne Gretzky.
You are correct.
Is there any question that's not Wayne Gretzky?
Well, is there any WWE questions that you're not going to know?
No.
Who was the first WWE Universal Champion?
Finn Balor.
Ah! And he gets that one. The kid's on fire.
So good.
Interesting. All right. What trophy is awarded to the NHL's best defenseman?
The Norris Trophy.
You are correct.
Good job, Max. I don't know.
Max is only down...
is Vesnia goalie?
Down seven, no, you're down 7-6, but Jeff has the extra question still.
Yeah.
Vesna is the goalie. Good job, Vesna. Jeff.
Vesnia. He stole one, though.
I didn't give it to him. You can't steal in this. Doesn't work that way.
Next.
In which city is the WWE headquarters located?
Stamford, Connecticut.
How do you know that? Like, come on. This is just not even fair.
Try to find one.
I am trying to find one that I got out here. I don't know enough about it.
You're not gonna.
Oh, here you go. You're still in it, Max. Which team plays at home? It's home games at Madison Square Garden.
The New York Rangers.
Good job, Max. You're still there.
Unreal.
All right, Jeff.
You can't stop me.
I don't think I'm... If you get one wrong, I think we might just say you lose.
Okay.
Which team was known as the Brothers of Destruction?
Undertaker and Kane.
Oh! Oh! Just boring for the kid.
It is boring.
It's just boring.
I want a challenge.
Well, I don't know how to challenge you. What is the nickname for Detroit's NHL team?
The Red Wings.
There you go, Max.
Are you giving them all the easy ones on purpose?
No, I'm just going down the list. Obviously, these are all easy. See, isn't it? Sometimes it's fun to actually get lots of questions.
Yeah, for
right.
You, I want to be challenged.
Nah, I like to get questions right.
I know you do. It's boring.
Whose entrance music begins with the sound of breaking glass?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Ah, there it is.
He's the Wayne Gretzky of this category.
He is Wayne Gretzky of this. What is the Nick? I already did that one. Go down. Which team became the first from the U.S. to win the Stanley Cup? See, that's tough. Because that's a long time ago.
It's got to be one of the original six.
It's not.
Okay, then it's not.
And it's a team that wasn't even around for years. But they are now. In the United States.
Yes, I'm trying to think of the original.
That weren't in the league for like 30 years.
Yes. I don't know.
Man, I like going out west.
Washington.
Is it the Kings?
I don't know.
Seattle.
Really?
Yeah. Seattle Metropolitans.
Wait, what?
They had a team way back.
Oh, I thought you meant like the Kraken.
No. The first team to win a Stanley Cup from the U.S.
Okay.
I was trying to give you hints.
Next.
Oh, you just can't wait.
Here, I'll give you
which wrestler's autobiography is titled "Have a Nice Day"?
Mankind, Mick Foley.
Oh, jeez, like, okay, good. Thank you.
You can read my writing.
Yeah, well, that could be interesting as well.
Where'd you find this question, Max?
I just thought of it. I knew it.
Okay.
What if it's wrong?
It's gonna be right.
He'll get it. He knows.
Which coach holds the record for most career wins?
Scotty Bowman.
You are correct.
There you go.
He went to every team that was loaded except Buffalo.
Well, that's a good coach, Phil Jackson.
Yeah. How'd he do as a GM? Oh, he's a bunch better than the Red Auerbach. Yeah, how'd you do with the Knicks, Phil?
What wrestler appeared in Cyndi Lauper's just...
Captain Lou Albano.
See,
huh? See, that was easier than mine, I think. This is ridiculous. Which player scored 5 goals in 5 different ways in a single game?
Oh. Are there 5 different ways than scoring a goal?
He scored an even strength goal, a shorthanded goal, a power play goal, a penalty shot, and an empty net goal all in the same game.
Wow.
Not Daryl Sittler.
Nope. Probably the second best player and could have been the best player ever.
But Mario Lemieux.
You are correct.
Couple more. We got to go to break.
We do?
Yeah.
Which wrestler had an iconic entrance with a lantern in a dark arena?
Bray Wyatt.
You are correct.
I know.
Sah!
Break?
I shouldn't even let you do this.
He's very good.
I am.
What? No, Jeff already answered that question. Which team won the Stanley Cup in 2018?
I have to go back.
It was probably one of two.
Washington.
You are correct.
I was going to say Tampa.
Max. Who is known as Mr. Hockey?
Gordie Howe.
You are correct. Max.
Why Max?
Which NHL player is the all-time leader in penalty minutes?
Ooh, 100 points, 100 pins, 98.
You like this out west.
He played out west. He played in Toronto.
No. Oh, Toronto's east, Max.
No, but he played in the Kings, too. I was going to think Dave Tiger Williams.
You are correct.
He's the one that...
Max is now tied with Jeff.
All right, give me the last question.
Jeff gets the last question to possibly get the W. Okay, let's try to find one that's... This is not even fair.
Love Tiger.
It's not.
You
won't.
What is...
Come on.
Which event? No, that's not. What is the real name of Kane?
Glenn Jacobs.
Nah, jeez. Okay, Jeff. Which wrestler used the finishing move Sweet Chin Music?
Shawn Michaels.
Jeff. Okay, Jeff. Who is nicknamed the Phenomenal One?
AJ Styles.
Okay, Jeff. Who is known for his catchphrase, woo?
Ric Flair.
Jeff. Which superstar's entrance theme was Voices?
Randy Orton.
Jeff. The kid's on fire. Who is the longest reigning WWE champion in the modern era?
Modern era? That's tough. Bruno Sammartino.
Incorrect.
Hulk Hogan. Then.
Incorrect.
What's the modern era?
CM Punk.
What's the modern era?
I don't know, but you got one wrong. Max, by default, is the champion. And we'll go to break.
What wrestler had the heart punch?
What does that even mean? Heart punch was Harley Race, I think.
He's so mad that he didn't get a tough one. He gets a tough one wrong, and now he's whining.
There's Ox Baker and Stan Stasiak.
Okay.
Well, he's good. He knew all those wrestlers. I like it.
All right. Let's go to break. We'll come back and talk with Thunder forward Jay Dickman.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Wichita Thunder hockey opening night is this Friday. The Thunder take on the Kansas City Mavericks at 7:05. You can get the opening night 4-pack, 4 tickets, and a $10 merch voucher starting at $80. Visit WichitaThunder.com, and we'll talk to one of their players right now. Beginning his sixth season with the Thunder, forward out of Minnesota, Jay Dickman. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well also. How eager are you to get this season going? What is the off season been like for you, and what have you done over the last few weeks, you and the guys, to get ready for this?
I'm very excited to get the season going. You know, it was a little bit longer off season this year. Spent a lot of time coaching, training, just getting ready for the season. And, you know, we've been working on a lot of systems, just getting acclimated to everybody. You know, we got a few new guys, a lot of the core coming back, which is good. And then just getting used to guys coming down and getting ready for Friday night.
Jay, what do you do in the off season? You know, by hockey standards, you know, you're 31 years old now. Is it, you find it a little bit tougher to kind of get into shape before you get into camp, or you still keep yourself in good shape? I know when I was playing, I was never in good shape, and you can ask Clayton about that if you want.
I find different ways. I went to school for exercise science. Wow. So, like, I do different activities. You know, I'm on the ice usually for 7 hours a day helping kids. And then I usually go golf, walk 18 holes. It's a great cardio that people don't know about. But besides that, let's go on the bike, rollerblade, have some really nice rollerblading paths back home, and just kind of, if it's a really nice day, I go out and go for like a 10-mile rollerblade, and keeps it nice and calm for me. You know, I don't lift a ton of heavy weights anymore. It's a lot of band exercises, mobility, trying to stay away from the wear and tear on my joints, and be able to withstand a long 72 games and hopefully playoffs.
Yeah, and Jay, I was just kind of, you kind of hit on the point I was going to ask you, but, you know, years ago it was always, oh, you got to get the gym, you got to do weights, and then it's kind of went to more core activities and that sort of thing. Do you find that helps you and other players right now when you're just doing more core things, like you said, with bands and staying away from the weights? Does that help you get into shape a little bit better? And I got to think that it probably helps with injuries as well throughout the season.
Yeah, it's there's a bunch of science behind it. If you put a bunch of weight on your back, you got to also think about the gravity that's pushing down as well. And it's just not great on your bodies. So now it's a lot of band mobility, light weights, a lot of repetition. So with a lot of repetition, you're getting the cardio, and you're also building that stamina in your muscles. And it's just, it's a thing that's going to prolong a lot of careers. You know, back in the day, guys would only be able to play for till they were 33, something like that. Now you can even see, like, in football and whatnot, it obviously depends on the sports you play. But now you got guys in your high 30s, low 40s still playing professional sports because of the non-wear and tear of the new technology. You know, you have a base strength, and when you're using those bands, you don't lose any of the muscle. It's pretty hard to lose that muscle. So it's flexibility. And then I do a lot of core work because, I mean, everything in your entire body runs through your core and your glutes.
Geez, well, where were you when I was playing? You could have told me I could have just golfed every day and been okay.
Not many guys like to go to the golf course and walk 18 holes. But you know, it's something I love to do is go golf. Kind of clears your mind. You're out in the nature. But then you kind of just walk it, and it usually turns out to be like a 6-7 mile walk throughout the course. If you do that multiple times a week, you're getting a good little workout in.
Absolutely. Jay Dickman, our guest from the Wichita Thunder. So you said you're going back to school. I thought I heard a science in there somewhere too. Was that right?
No, not going back to school. I already have 2 degrees and a minor. So I've already I won't go back to school ever again.
Okay. I misheard then. I apologize. So yeah, now that you are kind of in your sixth season beginning with the Thunder, you've been from your mid-20s to your early 30s. How have you changed kind of personally and kind of on the ice since then, especially? You've always been one of this team's best players. I'm sure they've been looking to you as a leader for most of that time. So how have you tried to change and evolve your game as well?
Yeah, you know, everybody talks about evolving games and stuff, but, you know, I stick to what I do. You know, I play down low, play in front of the net, and play sound defensively, kill penalties. It's not as hard to stay with it. You know, it's one of those things. I love it. I love the game. And you know, the day that I show up to the rink and I'm not happy is the day I'll probably be done. But I don't know when that day will come because I'm itching every year to get back into the swing of things. You know, summertime I get a little crazy. Not being able to play, see the guys, play games and stuff like that. But it's just it's kind of a mindset thing. And you gotta keep your mind on straight. And obviously, like, you need time to clear it. but I do a pretty good job of just keeping up with the evolving of the young players and keeping up with that speed. That's probably the biggest aspect is the skating. But there's other ways to get around that, and that's using your brain. If you got a high IQ, you can keep up with the game pretty well.
Jay, talk about some of the guys that you got coming in, some of the guys that are still that are returning. You know, like you mentioned earlier, you think you got a pretty decent core coming back. What's this team looking like? Is it going to be a little bit more offensive, a little bit more defensive, or are you trying to be a little bit, obviously you want to be based on a little bit of both, but what are you seeing early on in camp?
Yeah, early on in camp, you know, we got three stellar goalies right now. And two goalies with some good experience in pro hockey and a young kid right now. And then there's young goalie. And then our D core is very good, very solid. You know, we got some size back there. We got some small guys that are shifty and offensive. And up front, you know, you got Peter Bates back. You got Mikhail Stanell back. You know, two very offensive players that work well together. And you got Dylan Boucher, Jake Wallen coming back where they set that tone. You know, Boucher is going to hit everything in sight. Jake plays with a lot of pace up and down the ice. And we got some young college kids that came in, and they're looking really good. And then, you know, we have our players that got sent down from San Jose, and they're looking really good. They're young, offensive, two big forwards, skate well. So, you know, it takes time with the young guys, you know, acclimating to the game. And that's kind of where, like, I step in and try to help them acclimate quicker, you know, and excel faster. As it took me a little bit of time to get the feel of the game. And so whatever I can do to help them get ready for the season faster is what I'm going to do. And just talk to them. If they ever have questions, they know to come to me, and it works out nice. And I think we're all ready for Friday. Everyone's itching to play.
Absolutely. No doubt. And we appreciate your time, Jay. We know what you mean to the franchise you know, the level at which you've excelled throughout your time here in Wichita. We look forward to seeing you do that again. The season begins Friday against Kansas City. Good luck. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you. Sounds good. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks a lot. You too. Did you hear him say he was going to school?
He's already went to school.
But did you hear him say that? When you asked him what his offseason was like, I thought he said, I went to school.
I think he said he went to school for that is kind of how I took it.
Okay.
Does that make more sense?
Yes, that makes more sense. So my bad.
Well, it should be.
And you flustered me during the interview. I sound like Bob now.
Yeah, you're just whining. Complaining about everything. Yeah, like what's just stop.
I didn't even know.
Just stop. Go to break.
You held up a piece of paper that had like 900 words on it.
Well, you were asking me a question. I got you an answer, and then you didn't want nothing to do with it.
Hold up that paper again. Just no one obviously can see it on the radio. What part of that paper was I supposed to be looking at? Because there's a bunch of words.
This.
There's a yes assistant. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
But there's a lot of other words on that piece of paper.
There's no other words except Max and Jeff and the score from the game.
Are those not words?
Is that what you were really worried about?
Absolutely, yes.
That's, you're just looking for an excuse.
Well, we'll ask Jay about his assistant coaching experience, player assistant, next time he's on.
There you go.
Beautiful, right?
Happy days.
All right, stay with us. One final segment of Bob and Jeff coming up. It's a Wednesday. Due to here tomorrow with Bob. Up in the air Friday with Bob. To the IHOP hotline and talk to Andy. What's up, Andy?
Jeff and Duda, pleasure to talk to you.
We're here.
Hey, Jeff, I'm going to implore you that you take Duda's advice on the grabbing an Uber or a lift out in Vegas. It is a completely different world out there. And you will stick out as a sore thumb out there, and you'll be one of the only people that's actually in a car that's not an Uber or Lyft.
Vegas. We have canceled the rental car, so we won't get to be driving around the cargo van, unfortunately.
But if
we're sticking out like a sore thumb, is there literally nowhere you can park? Or when Jason says there's no parking, does he mean all the spots are full? In that case, a lot of people are driving. So fill me in.
So, well, Jason is right. So as you get to the strip, there is either no parking or they're charging an insane amount for parking. As you get closer to the Sphere, since the Sphere is new, I'm not quite sure what the parking situation is there. But if the parking situation is anything like the drink situation at the Sphere, and I know, Jeff, that you're not much of an alcoholic drinker, but that's true. Might want to maybe peek at somebody's bar tab over at the Sphere while you're there. I've heard that the drinks are insanely priced over at the Sphere. You might just want to take a look at that. But on a completely separate topic, have you guys been watching most of the prime time and all of these games that the New York Jets have been featured on this year?
Disgusting.
Too many. Don't they have another one still left Sunday night?
They do.
Insane.
So if you've watched them, I really don't think that Devontae Adams is going to solve this problem or make them a Super Bowl contender, because really at the end of the day, what they need is help on the offensive line. Have you guys noticed that?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, there's no question. I mean, with Rodgers, he's got Garrett Wilson, and he's always had, when he was in Green Bay, he had Adams, so he had his one guy, and then everybody else was just kind of fill-ins. I don't know what they're expecting Devontae to do. I've watched Devontae the last couple of years. He's lost a step. He's not quite as quick. He's still very good, don't get me wrong. But when you got Garrett Wilson there all of a sudden, and then you're going to add Devontae Adams, I agree with you 100%. I don't know exactly what they're thinking that Devontae is going to make this any better, because Alan Lazard's been really good so far.
I agree. So I think at the end of the day, I am worried based off of seeing that offensive line again this year. I have a feeling that Rodgers probably won't be playing a full season. And it's been a shame not only for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets overall, but if you've noticed Breece Hall, his production this year, he has had literally no prayer for many of the carries that he's had this season. As soon as he's getting the handoff, he's got two and three people in the backfield that are just tackling him for a loss. So it's been affecting the whole team. But anyway, Jeff, have a fun time in Vegas, and you guys have a great rest of the show.
Hey, Andy, real quick, we need more people. Well, he's gone.
Oh, what were you going to ask him?
I was going to say we need more people on the show who can talk sports. Can he replace Bob?
I didn't
get a chance to do that.
Guy who's leaving for 4 days obviously can toss that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you?
Should I have been watching the Jets more?
Well, like you said, they're on all the primetime games. That's why
I've been watching baseball.
That's why I've been watching them, because I prefer football. But they're always on.
That's unfortunate.
And it's been awful. Andy's exactly right. Their offensive line is terrible. And the problem with Breece Hall, when he's getting before last week's game, they had Allen in there so much that it was almost like a 60-40. So even if Breece is getting the ball and getting tackled once, he's not getting another opportunity. At least they gave him the opportunity. Hall had a great game last week. He didn't score a touchdown, but he had 111 yards rushing, 56 yards catching with five catches. That's the Breece Hall that you know.
Well, it's just
I'm tired of watching the Jets. And Sunday night, we got to watch the Jets
against
again.
The Steelers. Like, gross. Like, watch something else.
And
man,
you have San Francisco and Kansas City playing that day. Why is that not the late game?
You have to have one decent game to watch in that 3 o'clock window.
I'd rather just have some games on in the 3 o'clock and then have that one as the primetime game.
Fair, I guess.
Wouldn't you, if there was only one game on, would you rather not watch Chiefs Niners? And I'm not just talking because we're in Kansas City territory.
Well, I have no interest in Jets Steelers.
Watching football, I would rather watch the Chiefs and Niners from the Super Bowl last year rather than the Jets in Pittsburgh, who Pittsburgh doesn't even know who they're going to start at quarterback this year.
Well, it's going to be like 13-10 or something stupid. I don't want to watch that.
No. No. So I don't know.
And unfortunately, I'm coming back Sunday. So I might have to watch it. At least if I was out of town, I'd be like, well, I'm out of town. I'm not going to watch it. But I'll be home.
And there'll be no game on that night, right? I don't
think so.
I don't think there's any games on.
I don't know if the NLCS plays Sunday, but the ALCS certainly does not. They play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, coming back Monday, Tuesday, potentially, in New York. Hopefully we can get to that.
Well, the Mets do play that night. Mets-Dodgers.
Well,
that's game six, if necessary.
Yeah, I hear you. I know where it's going. Do the Guardians play another game in the Bronx this year?
Right now, man, and I'm sorry, but I'd say no.
You think they're going to lose two out of three in Cleveland?
They just can't hit. They have no offense.
They have guys who can hit.
But they're not, Jeff.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm not doing it because it's your team. They can hit, but they're not. And they're not hitting.
Ramirez can hit.
And when they're getting an opportunity with guys on base, they're not getting any hits.
But that's just how it's happened so far. Things change, especially when you're talking about one game to the next.
I don't know. For you, I really hope they do. For baseball, I hope they do. But I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you
said
no.
I don't know. I'm saying if you're telling me I got to pick one, I'm saying no.
All right.
I hope they do.
That hurts my feelings.
I know, but what do you want me to lie to you? Just to lie to you?
Yes, actually.
I know you do, but I can't. I can't do it.
I wish you would.
Well, I can't bring myself to do it. I apologize. I hope they do. I hope you get to watch them while you're out in Vegas. I hope you get to see enough. I hope you get a couple
tomorrow
wins.
Tomorrow they play at 2 Pacific.
2 Pacific. Well, you'll get to watch that. Or don't you have dinner reservations?
Yeah, but not till 7.
Well, you should be okay then.
Right. The game will be 3 hours, and we'll head out.
So you'll get there. You go sit in the sports book and watch the game.
No, I'm going to watch the game in my hotel. Are you kidding me?
What?
You want me to get kicked out of Vegas before the concerts?
Oh, Jeff. Max, does anybody... You're going to Vegas. You can watch a game at the sports book. Instead, you're just going to sit in your hotel room.
Yeah. I wouldn't even consider watching that game in public. You know how many people I'd kill?
You know how many people that are probably Cleveland fans that'll be watching? You can hang out with them?
Don't care.
Unreal. Well, enjoy your time, buddy. I hope you and Shannon honestly, I hope you guys have an enjoyable
weekend. Thank you. I appreciate that. If you want to leave a little gift for our anniversary before you head out, please do. All right. Thanks to everyone for listening today. Thanks to our guests who came on. And Bob will be here with Jason tomorrow. Have a good evening. Later.